Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you.
We've been joined by number one ranked Maryland, who's advanced to the NCAA championship game. Joined by Coach Kathy Reese. Caitlin McFadden had 4 goals in the game. Number 18, Kari Ellen Johnson, who had 2 goals and 3 assists. The Carissa Taylor defender, who helped Maryland allow just 19 shots and 5 goals. Would ask Coach Reese to open with a statement, and then we'll ask for questions. Coach?
Sure. Well, I thought tonight was a really exciting game. There were a lot of spurts and ups and downs for our team, but I'm really proud of our girls and the effort they put forth tonight in order to push this team forward and to allow us to have the opportunity to compete for a championship on Sunday.
Right here, front row.
And we were just making some mistakes we don't usually make, but we just kept fighting, kept our heads up, and just reacted well to them and bounced back.
Kathy.
Carl, talk a little bit about that run there in the second half after they got up 12-5, and I think you scored and then assisted Caitlin and Katie, and then I think you scored a goal and then assisted somebody else. Talk a little bit about getting the momentum back there, and that's for you to walk in.
We definitely needed the ball and the momentum just because I think Syracuse kind of had a run, but we just having the ball and having possession definitely has momentum, and we proved that.
Yellow shirt right here.
Yeah, and I like hearing that. Thanks. It's something that I think, well, I've been really proud of all season is I think that we have a very fast and fit team, and that was obvious tonight. These guys did push through, and we did have a little drought there for a while where we were making some unnecessary turnovers, but, you know, this team found a way to fight back, and we're able to continue to push our transition, our fast break, and to take care of the ball at the end of the game when they were tired, and I think that's really a credit to their hard work and dedication to trying to make it, you know, to this chance to compete on Sunday, and it really showed tonight.
Back row.
Well, different, we got the ball. No, I'm just joking. We were ready. You know, we were really ready. We did struggle last week a little bit on the circle. Ended up coming up with a few last week in the second half to kind of make it look a little closer. Tonight we were ready from the opening whistle. We wanted to make sure that we were the ones having the ball on our stick because we knew that Syracuse is a very high-powered offense. We knew what they were capable of, but as do we. So we knew that we needed to have the ball on our offensive stick so we had these looks on goal. And you know, another note, that Syracuse's goalie played great, and she ended up coming up with a lot of interceptions, forced a lot of caused turnovers on our offense, and that was something that, you know, during that drought period that we had, you know, she was coming up big with, and we needed to find a way to change that, and we did.
Right here in the front row.
Well, I think this is going to be an exciting game. It was the last time these two teams played, and we are obviously familiar with Carolina as we played them twice this season. I think it's going to be a great game. I'm excited to go watch it and kind of see what's out there and see how this is going to play out. We were really, you know, focused on tonight's game and for us doing everything that we could to play the best that we could for the 60 minutes. And now will be the time where we'll kind of reset, refocus, and then see what happens in the second game and then try to prepare and get ready for Sunday.
Bruce?
Yeah, Caitlin is captain of the team, someone in Carrington, of course, the experience of what happened last year. What was your message to the team? Because the team really came out on fire. You were on all cylinders in that first half.
We just wanted to really focus on us and us really just fighting and battling and playing the best lacrosse we have this season. We just really learned from last year, and we wanted that to carry over and make it just a learning experience, and we were just so excited to play tonight. And
front row.
Well, for me personally, no, it was great. You know, I know there was a little concern earlier on the day about what the weather was going to look like for tonight's game, but I think seems to be okay now. We knew when we were starting, you have the day to prepare and everything's kind of, you know, set in a schedule. And that was when we earned the number one seed for the tournament. That was when people would ask, what's the best thing about being a number one seed? That's it. You know, that you get to play the 5:30 game. So for us, we were excited about that. You know, coming off of last year's loss, we played the later game and felt like we were sitting in front of you guys at 1 a.m. If that was right, I think it was.
Close.
It was close. It was late, you know, especially with the timeouts and stuff that go on. So it was good.
Right here.
Coach, is Sarah Mollison okay after?
Yeah, she's fine.
Dave?
Coach, what are you most proud of? The way your defense played, giving up only 5 goals, or scoring 14 against limited
mass
of 3?
Yeah, I'm most proud of the heart that this team has, and I think that really shows on both ends of the field. And I remember sitting here last year, and the question was, you know, what do you think about next year returning this group of players? Because we have a lot of people returning off of last year's team. And this group in 2010 has so much heart. You know, they have so much energy and so much excitement and so much passion for lacrosse and for the competition and just really, really love and enjoy playing with each other. And that's what I'm most proud of, is the chemistry and the heart that this team has.
Right here.
Well, absolutely. I think Katie is a phenomenal midfielder for us. She's great on both ends of the field. She is fast, has one of the quickest first steps of anyone in the game. You know, she played well on Dove when Caitlin wasn't on her. I thought she did a good job on her today. And then offensively, you know, she finds her spot. She's so fast and can attack and has got a great shot, but she also is able to draw defenders and find people open. So she's been a huge asset for us this year. As only a freshman in the ACC Rookie of the Year, she's had a huge impact on this team.
Right here, front row.
Yeah, Kathy, I want to ask you about Laura Merrifield, because I heard Schwartzman, that's your first 2 goals, and most people looking at Maryland stats, that's not the first 2 games that comes up, so
yeah, that was great. I'm proud of, again, having an offense that anybody on the field for us can score. And that's been something that we focused on all season. You know, so teams can't necessarily pinpoint our Kari Ellen and Caitlin because we have other people that are going to step up and rise to the challenge. And I thought Laura Merrifield had a great game today. You know, she was taking it from one end of the field to the other. And what is she, 6'1"? 6'1", and with these huge strides. I mean, we just watched her run by people from one end of the field to the other, and I thought she was outstanding.
Right back here, the yellow shirt.
I was a little shocked with the Syracuse coach, Garrett Gates, you know, when you were on the sidelines for Maryland and you were a player. Were you at all concerned about that? Were you concerned that you might have known something that, you know, your game plan or something like that? Did that worry you at all?
No. But, you know, I do know Gary very well, and I did. I played for him for 4 years and worked with him for 4 years. And I know that he was going to have his team well prepared to come into today's game. But the bottom line, and this is what we told our girls all week, is this is about Maryland, and this isn't about, you know, what we're going to do to stop them. This is about us playing the best school lacrosse that we can play, and let's let them worry about how to stop us.
Right back there.
You are always full of these stats for me. Well, obviously, we're super thrilled to be here. I know I always find these things out. We're so excited to be here, so proud to represent the University of Maryland. I mean, this is what these guys have worked for all year, all season, and I have this senior class was my first class when I took the job at Maryland. So there's nothing that I want more for them than to be able to have this opportunity on Sunday, and they've earned it, and now we're here, and we're going to go for it.
Bob.
Sorry, Ellen. What was the difference for you this year? You had that 1 year experience last year for Bell playing in the national semifinals. What was the difference for you this year?
I don't think it was a big difference. I think we all have like the same team, so I'm comfortable with everyone on the field. I think that's awesome, and it was great to have one year of experience under our belt.
Right here, front row.
Right?
All I wanted for my birthday was a win.
So the best one yet, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it was the best one.
You have another birthday on Sunday.
I know. I'm going to find someone that does.
Back row.
I'm so excited to have the chance to compete for a national championship. That's our goal all year. All the accolades are an awesome honor, but this is what I really want to be fighting for. So I'm so excited to get out there and play on Sunday.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks,
good
you
luck
guys.
To Maryland on Sunday.
Thank you.
Oh, there.